On Wednesday morning, 10th of October 2011, around 3 o'clock, a police station in a small town in Florida received a call from a man who was walking his dog. He said that a boy of about 10 years was sitting on the 10-foot fence of a private car park. At 3:15, two police officers arrived on foot to take the boy home to his parents. "Of course, we didn't suspect that he'd be able to steal a car," said Officer Eric Orstein to the local newspaper. "When the kid saw us, he jumped down and climbed into a pickup truck. To our surprise, he started the engine, flattened the fence, and drove away into a neighboring field. Then he entered into the road, where he was motoring along at about 50 miles per hour. A police car took up the chase. He crossed my front yard. It was almost like a movie. I couldn't believe it. A little kid in the driver's seat," said an eyewitness. The boy's joyride came to an end 2 blocks later. He crashed into a pylon, knocking the power line onto a home that caught fire. Luckily, nothing inside of the home was damaged. After the boy had crashed the pickup truck, he tried to run away, but the police arrested and handcuffed him about a block and a half later. They didn't release the boy's name in order to protect his family against the journalists. The damage done to the truck and to the house amounted to $5,500. Officer Orstein said, "We don't know how the boy found the keys, but we found out how he learned to drive. The boy has a grandmother who lives in Georgia. She taught him how to drive tractors around in the fields of her farm." The boy will be charged with burglary and theft. "At his age," Officer Orstein said, "you can't really lock him up. It's more likely that he'll be asked to participate in a program to teach him right and wrong, just to keep him good and straight for 6 months to a year." And he added, "This young man was far more polite than most kids who get in trouble. I can only tell you that he was one of the nicest children I've ever come in contact with that have done a thing like that." Asked why joyriding is the most common type of crime among boys under 18, Orstein said, "For teenagers, the car represents mobility and freedom, and joyriding breaks all the rules. It means that they can drive away from their home, their school, their parents, and their problems. The car gives them power."